Welcome to the potty slam, fella.
I see what you did there.
I don't know.
Was that your Irish pirate? What is it, like? Some sort of Irish pirate.
There was
thing?
Somebody recently that we decided that I could talk like them. I can't remember who it was.
So. I know we were really excited, but now I can't remember who it was. I'm sure we'll stumble upon it eventually.
I'd be interested.
I finally had a voice that April's like, that was really good.
It was an accent that he did, and it was like pretty,
it wasn't Indian?
Pretty accurate. And it wasn't Indian, and it clearly was not English.
Yeah. Korean and not Indian.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very good.
No, there it is. Oh, so
see,
perfect.
I don't know if that was that sounded like when he does the Beatles.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
Oh,
but not
Lord.
Too confused, because I have kept track in my mind that it is April's turn for a story.
Yeah, that is exactly right, too. And I have an excellent story for you guys tonight.
Excellent. Bodacious.
Oh,
boy.
No.
Cowabunga. Guess what movie you're watching this weekend?
I told Josh we have to watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off because he can't remember how that movie goes.
I haven't seen it in so many years.
Yeah.
Really?
Such a classic. Even though
I know
when
I've
you rewatch it.
It,
you just realize that Ferris Bueller is kind of an asshole and like
right.
Not well, the hero in
an
any
entitled
situation
rich
here.
Kid is what he is.
Yeah, essentially.
No, see, and that's the thing. I remember the movie, he gets away with everything. That's all I remember is that
right.
He was an asshole and he gets away with everything.
Pretty much.
But so. He went to a Cubs game, so I'll forgive it.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, yes, I do have an excellent story for you guys tonight.
Ooh.
Nice.
That was a smooth opening
crisp.
Right there.
Crisp.
Refreshing. Bold.
Yeah.
And cold.
So only two things you will describe as bold as far as it's either cigarettes or beer.
I don't know. Coffee?
Bold.
Coffee can be
coffee
also
is bold. You're absolutely right. But no one says, I'll have a nice bold bowl of cereal.
True. Okay. Fair enough.
No one enjoys the bold taste of Teddy Grahams.
I'm going to write this out in bold print.
You don't eat print.
Yeah, you don't eat unless
well,
you
I'm
do.
Well, I'm saying
in which
bold
case,
print.
We have but
now, if you pluralize
later.
It, you could eat Prince, but you can't because he's dead.
Well, you could still eat. Well,
what do you think it would taste like?
Something makes me think it'd be cherry diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
It's the sweet one.
It is. I thought that dude's career was dead after Prince died.
Yep.
Nope.
Nope.
Keep trotting him out there.
God bless Justin Guarini. Oh, Lordy. All right. So I have a story today about our favorite brothers in the WWE.
Matt and Jeff?
Yes, Matt and Jeff.
Yes!
That was a good guess, because as soon as I said that, I was like, wow, there's actually a lot of brothers in the WWE. That's kind of vague.
I thought you were going with somebody else, Oos.
Not today, Oos.
Taker and Kane, even though they're not really.
Let's bring that into everyday use,
Should we just
Oos.
Start saying Oos? Okay.
Hey, Oos.
Tell people tell us to shut the fuck up.
Oos.
Oos. Hey, check out that train. Ooh, nice caboose, Oos.
Oh... God.
Boy, this morning I took quite the deuce, Oos.
I'm sad. I have the blues, Oos.
Aww.
Those pants look awfully loose, Oos.
Hey, do you believe in Greek gods? Because I believe in Zeus, Oos.
Is that a duck? No, it's a goose, Oos.
Look at that. Is that a deer? Nah, mate. That's a moose, Oos.
What? No. Hold on. Let's throw it and rewind. Let's go hit reverse. Was that supposed to be Canadian?
No.
What was that?
I was just, I wasn't trying to do any specific.
No, you were. You can't. Sure. That was not your normal.
No, I was just trying to talk in a different voice, but not use an accent.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going for Canadian, and I was like, is that Scottish? Where are we now?
This moose is freaking great.
Exactly.
Maple syrup.
Anyway.
Lost control of the show again.
I know. Mm. Damn it, guys.
I'm just going to go hang myself with a noose, Oos.
Mic drop.
And he's out.
Mm. Ooh, I just had a ball drop.
Ooh, lovely.
Third one.
Cute. So yeah, the Hardy Brothers. This was back when they were, Matt said he was about 25 years old when this happened. So this was right when they first started in the WWE.
Yeah.
And they said this happened on the road. Back then, Well, and still now, it was hard for them to be able to rent a car because they were underage.
Oh, yeah,
usually the office would take care of it. You have to be 25 to rent a car.
Okay, so.
And Matt, I think at the time, was just barely like 23 or 24. So they, in, on this occasion, were riding with the Headbangers. They they decided they were going to, the Headbangers picked up the car, but Matt Hardy was driving.
Mosh and...
Slash? I can't remember.
Mosh and...
Posh Spice.
No, it was not. Anyways.
Doesn't matter, Oos.
No.
Anyway, so Matt Hardy was driving the car, and I don't know what you guys were like as drivers when you were like in your early 20s, but I know I just didn't give a shit.
Oh, you didn't have no fear of anything. Well,
yeah. I'm honestly still a terrible driver, but...
Great.
Yeah, sorry to everyone who I've tailgated in the past, you know... 10 years. But anyway, they were on the highway and they were actually following Mark Henry.
Mm.
They were on their way to their next show.
I wonder what Mark Henry fits in.
I don't know.
Hummer?
Can you imagine him trying to squeeze into a Prius?
We completely
destroy the efficiency
of that car.
I can imagine like one leg on each one of the seats and his head out the sunroof.
We're not going to have you take a shower to get that oil off. You're going to have to oil yourself into that car.
Exactly. So yeah, so they were driving behind Mark Henry on the highway. They said it was, you know, it was one of those situations where they can sort of set the cruise, and they were going about 90 miles an hour, which is, you know, a decent speed for the highway. When all of a sudden they said they, you know, they were talking, just kind of hanging out, listening to music. And all of a sudden Matt realized that up ahead, brake lights stopped. He said they had to slam on their brakes. And they, because they had come over a hill and going down, like at the top of the hill, saw brake lights, and there was not enough time for them to stop. So Matt said he slammed on his brakes, but it was obvious that if he didn't, like, veer off to the side, he was going to
rear end
Mark Henry.
Well, yeah, on top of that.
Well, it turns out Mark Henry also had the same idea, because if he was going too fast and he was going to rear end the person in front of him, so he veered off to the side. So Matt Hardy had to veer off even further, which Matt Hardy described it as, okay, you know when there's an off ramp when you're on the highway, and they start with those like the aluminum barriers that start in the ground and sort of slope up. He said they had just passed one of those. So when he veered off to the side, he caught the rail.
Oh.
And they were on two wheels.
Oh, like he tracked it?
Yeah, he tracked it. He said they were rail sliding.
Oh, shit.
He said it was easily about 150 feet before it finally dropped back down again. And he said the best part of the whole thing was the fact he was, he didn't say which one, but one of the Headbangers in the back yelled, "Jesus Christ, we're going to die." And in all of this panic, Jeff Hardy, who was sitting behind Matt Hardy, reached his hand up and touched Matt Hardy's shoulder and says, "Just take it easy, brother." And Matt Hardy was like, "That sounds like really good advice." And that's what he did. He like kept his hands on the wheel and he rolled that sucker out until they dropped off. And he said, surprisingly, amazingly, the car actually still drove.
Right.
They like drove it to their next destination. He said he thinks that there was some damage to the gas tank because they could only fill it up with like, or they had to fill it up every like 8 miles. They said it barely made it to the next gas station.
Wow.
Like, he said they drove that sucker until they reached their destination and they traded it in for a new one. But he said that had to be one of his most harrowing road experiences.
He was like a Hot Wheel car.
Yeah, and he said ever since then he sort of takes it a little bit easier, which I can totally understand. I don't know if you guys have ever been in any like major car accidents or anything, but I've been in my fair share, and every time I get in one, that makes it sound so bad. every time I'm in one, it really like scares the shit out of you enough to like make you be on your best behavior for at least a year or two.
Most normal human beings, yes.
Right.
I've never had any.
No?
Ooh, never been pulled over by
the cops
either.
I've never been pulled over.
No, I've been.
That's actually not true. Well, you weren't pulled over by that police officer.
No.
When you were playing your kazoo.
Oh my gosh, I have a pulled over story. My younger brother and I were driving to Chicago. This is at least 15 years ago, I'd say. And we're driving to Chicago to see a concert. And my brother has long hair, and at the time I needed a black trench coat, and I had my head like buzzed really short. We looked like a couple of druggies, basically. He's just lazy, too lazy to get a haircut. I was too lazy to brush my hair. So that was fair the enough. Hair condition
yep.
at the time. So we get pulled over by the cops because I think we probably were speeding. I'm guessing. Because mm-hmm. they have to have some sort of reason. Well, as soon as the cops see both of us, he has us pegged as you got drugs in the car.
Yep.
So they tear the car apart, nothing. They frisk me first, find nothing. They frisk my brother, and they feel something in his pocket. Now, my brother at the time had to use a catheter. And the cop didn't know what it was. So he swears it's drug paraphernalia.
Oh, no.
Or is this not drug paraphernalia? But that's all the information he gives. He doesn't tell him what it is. The officer decides that maybe he should taste it for drugs.
Oh, no.
Taste it?
No.
What is that?
And my brother goes,
that's my catheter. Offers to dry heaves a couple times, says you guys can go. One thing we learned is if they tear your car apart, they don't put it back together.
Oh,
so
excellent.
We're on the highway putting everything back in the car.
Lovely.
Right?
Another thing, I was thinking of a car accident story. I have one. I was driving from like Grand Rapids to Muskegon. It's like a 30-minute drive. And it's in the winter, and I spin out. And this is the first time I've ever been in an accident. Mm-hmm. And I'm 20, 21 maybe. And I hit the guardrail, and I skid into the middle of the highway.
Oh.
Dead stop.
Lovely.
My reaction is jump out of the vehicle because I'm so freaked out.
Oh, no.
And a pickup truck goes right past me. I went, oh, fuck. Got back in that truck and drove away. Or jeez. Drove off to a safe place. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I smashed my truck up pretty bad.
Aw. Yeah. Let's see. I think my first accident, I was 17 years old. I was turning left onto a street, and some guy in like a 1982 pickup truck was turning left into the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So he T-boned me.
Oof,
or, no, rather, I T-boned him.
Oh, okay. Well, it's better to T-bone than to be T-boned.
Right. Well,
and we said about teabagging as well.
Yeah, that's very true. although I wouldn't know personally, I can't teabag anyone. But yeah, his truck was fine because, you know, built that, you know, they were made of steel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was no damage on his truck, but the front end of I drove a 2000 Pontiac Grand Am.
Oh.
And it was all smashed.
Oh, yeah. It's made of Fabergé egg.
Exactly. So it was sitting in the middle of the street, and I had to quick run inside because the guy was going to take off without me getting his information.
Really?
Yeah, so I quick ran inside. I had a friend in my car, and I said, hey, can you quick pull it into the gas station? So while I'm sitting there getting his information, my friend gets behind the wheel of my car. damn it, Chewy.
Yeah, we're watching the cat right now. It has opened up its own treat cabinet.
Yep. That's our cat.
And let's see what he's going for. Yep, there it is.
He's going for the juice. Sauce.
Oh! Nope, that's not it. How about that one? Nope, same thing. See, we want snack things. This cat is insane.
For the record, I'm filming this. This is going to be posted when the...
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yums just fell. I hope those aren't crackers. He's climbing actually physically inside the cabinet.
And this is not our bottom cabinet. These are like our upper cabinets. And he's on the top shelf.
Top shelf. Yeah, there's maybe a foot between where the cat is and the ceiling.
Aww. He's given up.
He's given up. So, as you were saying, he was going to run off?
Yeah, the guy was going to run off. So I quick took his information. And as I was taking his information, my friend got behind the wheel of my car so she could pull it into the gas station so we wouldn't be in the way. And I heard a crunch, and I looked, and my front bumper, which had like sort of... broken off the one side, caught under my front wheel,
oh, no.
And it ripped the whole front end off.
Oof.
The entire thing just got destroyed. So that was a good night, and I was so scared that I called my friend's parents instead of mine because I didn't want my parents to know. Well, see, my parents just got kind of used to the fact that I was driving was not my
not your thing.
Thing. I backed out of their garage without putting the door up first.
Oh, whoa, the hatch door? Would you have a hatch? I'm confused.
The garage door.
Oh, You think you'd see that?
Oh, got him.
He got him. He got a treat bag.
Yay. He earned those.
Wow.
But yeah, so yeah, that was
into the garage door.
I backed into their garage door and left a nice bumper print in my dad's aluminum garage door. So,
see, I backed into our basketball pole with my dad's pickup truck and just bent the crap out of it.
Perfect.
Nah, dad was not happy. Then I also backed into a neighbor's mailbox.
Wow.
Good job. 16 was not 16. Not a good year for driving.
No, no, definitely not.
17 was much better.
That's good.
Yeah, that's when I got my speeding ticket. Parents were on vacation too. They were gone.
Oh.
So I had the house to myself. I got a speeding ticket. Didn't tell anybody. And then
perfect. Gets, now everyone knows.
He reads the insurance and goes, "What happened?"
If I could sneak that one past him.
Yeah.
An update.
Cat update.
Chewy dropped the treats from the top of the cabinet to the floor. He then went down to the floor, grabbed them, and pranced away up to the upstairs with the other cat following right behind him.
It's a heist.
It is.
Jerk left the applesauce on the counter.
Jeez, I have to clean up everything around here.
Jeez.
Bunch of heathens.
Speaking of heathens, you can catch some heathens
on the Conspiracy Therapy podcast.
That is true.
Where you can find all three of us and our Dixpert Ryan. That can be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic.
And of course, if you like the Potty Slam podcast, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic. Please rate and review. We love hearing from you guys. If there's any stories that you'd like us to cover, please write in and let us know.
You like baseball history? If you do, check me out on the EFIS podcast, EFISpodcast.net.
And if you like video games, you can find me and Larry and several other people on the Stiff Joystick podcast. And
I would describe it as a ragtag group of guests.
Yeah, it's always a little different.
It's like cast of Firefly.
I have no idea what that is.
What?
It's a TV show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Anyways, you can find that on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah. All this stuff is on Beer City as well. Beer City on Twitter and on Facebook. And that note, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Keep it loose, Oose.
Last chance to get to know myself. A life's been around for something else. I've been so far, steady fall. Here I am, better after all. Long gone, I've lived enough to know. Life's been around to always throw curveballs to shake the biggest walls. Here I am, better after all. Better after all. I'm better after all. I am better after all. Here I am, better after all. Long gone, I've done enough to say. Life's been around to always play. Memories back, the mental call. Here I am, better after all. This time I own the reason why. I take too much, then always lie. It was my need to break the law. Here I am, better after all. Better after all. Yeah, better after all. I am better after all. Here I am, better after all.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.